Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you because the death panels are back. Wow. Please like, please subscribe, share this video because this is a good one. Okay? During the Affordable Care Act, when that was originally announced in 2009, they came up with stories about how they were going to have insurance panels that would predetermine if you were eligible for care or not. And this was a big deal. Now, you can sit there and say, oh, Dan, that's all shenanigans and it all worked out fine. No, 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 guys, this is coming back, but it's coming back to Medicare and Medicaid. It's starting in 6 states. And this pilot program, they think most likely will be moved to the entire United States of America. Dun, dun, dun. That's wild, guys. Now, what this does is it makes pre-authorization on things and it makes it longer, a longer period of time prior to you having care. Now, grandma's going to die faster. That's going to happen. Grandpa, you know, he's going downhill. It's going to be moved along much faster. But what it's going to do is it's going to take these chisel and insurance companies that don't want to pay for anything and make it so that you're not going to get your surgery and your treatment. And that medicine, I don't think you need it. The MRI, well, we're going to decide if you need that MRI on your knee that's throbbing, that's the size of a football. You waiting for an answer still? Okay, keep waiting. Keep waiting. This is horrible, guys. This is a bad thing because I have a relative in the hospital right now. And they called me over, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Have you ever heard of this? They want to do this treatment, that treatment, as we're weighing this stuff. Now, my relative has very good insurance, private insurance, that he's paid for, and their deductible is incredibly low. Even for the emergency room and the hospital stay and everything is an unbelievable $250, which is free compared to other people. And in fact, I even checked my own policy of what I would be out of pocket if I had a heart attack. Or if I had something like that, it would be, you know, what I'd have to pay for if I'm in, you know, network or out of network. I figured all that stuff out. This is horrible, guys. It's absolutely staggering what is going on with this. But they're going to have this happen in 6 states. You can read the story below. It will be the very first story in the video description below. But this is a bad thing because justice, you know, delayed is justice denied. We've all heard that. Your medical treatment delayed is grandpa dying. Don't ever forget that. You know, here's the thing about this. When they fought the Affordable Care Act, it's been good for me. I mean, I've had insurance, and there has been times in my life when I couldn't afford insurance. It didn't work for somebody. And so I got that. It's been a good thing because when I've had to go to the emergency room or something happened, I had coverage and it was good. But now, I'm telling you guys, these panels are ridiculous. Now, I have a little trivia question for you. Who invented the term death panel? Okay? It's a woman from our past. Sarah Palin, who ran for vice president with John McCain in 2008. Hello. Okay? Isn't that crazy? Sarah Palin's the one that came up with that during a debate. I'm sure one of her speechwriters came up with it. But that's where that originated from. But this, guys, is coming back. And it was sent to me from local news here, like, hey, Medicaid's going to start requiring pre-authorization. But what it's going to do, guys, is it's going to determine who's going to live or die. And you can sit there, and I can be flippant about this, but this is bad, guys. This is bad. I have friends that live in Canada, and they make fun of me every time I talk about insurance. But the husband, my friend, he had to wait 8 months for his surgery. Well, that sounds amazing. And he was in excruciating pain and did not do well during this time. But thank God he lived, and thank God the insurance was a success. The surgery was a success, and he made it through that. But again, guys, this is coming to a neighborhood near you. So what do you guys think about this? I think it's unbelievable. I think it's wild. And you haven't seen anything yet, guys, because there's going to be more and more things like this. They don't want to pay your homeowner's policy. They don't want to pay your auto policy. They don't want to pay you at all. Now, the next thing, and this one floored me because I was going to do the whole video on this until that popped up. But I want you to think about this. Right now, there's a company called Big Toys. We talked about them this week. And Big Toys has 43 locations across the world, 35 here in the United States. First thing they did in their bankruptcy, the first thing, one of the first things listed, we are no longer going to honor any gift cards at all. Guys, I'm telling you this right now, if you have a gift card from any place, you need to go out and you need to use it immediately. Re-gift it. Give it to somebody else. Get it out of your hands so you're not responsible for it. You're going to see a staggering amount of gift cards not being used. It is anticipated today that there are $25 billion worth of gift cards that people were given, purchased, never gave out. They lose them. On an average, people have between $144 and $255 in gift cards, credit that they don't use. A total of 19% of the gift cards that are purchased on a yearly basis do not get used. Some are lost, some are stolen, some are not used. 6% of those are never used ever. Think of the billions of dollars that are out there that people just piss away and don't spend and don't give out, and people give them as gifts. My mother, God love her, used to give me gift cards every single birthday, holiday, everything. I would get gift cards, and I loved it because she'd go out and buy me stacks of $25 gift cards for restaurants. My kids loved it. We would share them all the time. It was great. The problem with this is that these places are going out of business left and right, and now, instead of being like one of the last department stores that went down, listen, your gift card's going to expire in 36 days. Odd figure, but that's what they did, and gave people 36 days. The 37th day, they are shut off. They're no good. You cannot use them. Big Toys made it immediate that if you had a gift card from this. Now think about this. These weren't $25 gift cards. These are auto parts places. This is, you know what? I'm going to get my husband those wheels he always wanted. I'm going to get him that. I'm going to get that wrap that he wanted. Let me give him $1,000 towards this. It was stuff like that that these people got stuck with. My friend Brad, I've talked about this, Lone Star Steakhouse in Tustin, California. The man walks in, buys five $100 gift cards. The next day, they woke up in the morning, they had filed bankruptcy that morning. That manager who took those crisp five $100 bills has a place in hell for him, knowing that that place was going bankrupt in the morning and took that man's money. Again, a place in hell. So you guys have been warned. I am telling you this. Live your life. But if you have a gift card, use it. I just went through my drawer again and found a bunch of coffee cards and the stuff you guys send me. They're all being put to good use right now as we speak. I'm not going to do this because what's going to happen, inevitably, you're going to see more people go out of business right now. It's going to happen. More shopping malls, more centers, more restaurants. Things you never thought would go out of business are going down for the count. With that happening, these gift cards are going to be not worth the paper that they are written on. So protect yourself. Do it now before it's too late. You know, I always tell people this stuff, but here's another reminder. I mean, this Big Toy story, this blew me away. I got one for you. Lamborghini, the CFO, or excuse me, the CEO, I love this guy's name too, Stefan Winkelmann. Stefan says, listen, you know, our average car buyer, think about this number. Average Lamborghini owner has five cars. Hello, you guys have five cars? I guess we don't own Lamborghinis. Anyways, average Lamborghini owns five cars, and with their five cars, they're not looking for a sixth car. They're holding back. They're looking to get out of purchasing vehicles right now, and they blame it on tariffs. Yeah, okay. That's the excuse. I'm telling you guys, you want to go get a deal on a car? Go buy a car. The deals are out there. The cars are parked. You can go work a deal today. But the problem is people don't want to spend $200,000 and $300,000 and $400,000 on a car. I am blown away, absolutely blown away of the vehicles that I see that people talk about, you know, lease payments of $3,690. I'm telling you, if you guys saw this stuff, you would just be floored and flabbergasted. But, you know, Lamborghinis has a problem right now and people aren't doing this. My friend Dave sent me a great story today where Porsche and the Porsche family and the Porsche investors of the family, of all the companies, are all worried. This includes Volkswagen too. We are concerned about the auto industry and people purchasing automobiles from us in every phase, every market, every market size, every price point. Okay, that's everybody, guys. It's Volkswagen, okay, which are, you know, they're not the cheapest cars anymore, but they're not Porsches for by any means. So Porsche wants to get hooked up with the Defense Department. We want to make things for the government to keep ourselves going. What is this, wartime? What, are you guys going to make tanks? Research World War II. It's great. I mean, the stuff in all these companies that went out and made things during war times, it was unbelievable. Still my favorite thing to this day about World War II here in Los Angeles was they took tents. Tent companies would go out and they would make tents and paint them on the top of them to look like a building and put it over the cars. So basically it would shade the cars so everybody would think it would be a building or a schoolhouse or something that wouldn't get bombed. And they would do that. I'm thinking, well, that's pretty ingenious. But now you got Porsche that's so desperate and so worried, and you have Lamborghini that gets it. You can't afford a Lamborghini, guys. I'm going to be the first to break it to you. That should have been the title of this video. But again, the death panels. You got the death panels, and you got everything that's fighting the man. You know, right now, guys, the economy is not doing well. People are getting by. My brother called me today because a brand new Walmart just opened up in his area, and they remodeled it. Come see our new remodeled store, and nobody was in the store. Now, it's a weekday and all that stuff, and I said, well, maybe it's that. Well, no, they advertise this, Dan. You'd think that there'd be a ton of people here. Yeah, you'd think, but that's that. You know, Dollar General, just they raised their projection of their profit. They think that they're going to do much better in the third quarter leading into the fourth quarter. They think that they found the secret to getting themselves through this, and it's better merchandise. They need to clean those stores. The stores are disgusting. Okay, that's the first thing. So they're going to do that. But again, these people go out and, you know, you hear about a gift card from a store like that? I haven't. I mean, my mom gave me a 99-cent store once for $25, and that was spent. My kids did that in a minute and a half. Two more things. Frontier Airlines wants to go and combat Spirit Airlines directly. So they've added about a dozen more routes that compete directly with Spirit. I hate the discount airlines, guys. I cannot stand them. I had the worst experience on Frontier. I had the worst experience on Spirit, you know, 5 days later. It was horrible. And I have people that write me, had old girlfriends that have said, oh, you just don't know how to do it. It's just, you don't bring anything. You just don't pay for anything. You don't talk to anybody. Yeah, that sounds like a great flight to me. Can't bring my luggage. Well, you can bring one thing, but you got to pay for it. Pass. So let me know what you think about that. I mean, I think that you haven't seen anything yet when it comes to this stuff. Good old Elon Musk in Europe, you got a problem with Tesla. Tesla sales are off 40% in Europe right now, the latest quarter. Man, you guys, this isn't 4%. You know, we use numbers like that and go, hey, Home Depot's off 5%. Oh my God, you know, that's, you know, tragic. They're off 40%. Now, I'm not worried about Tesla like I am the other EV car companies. With all of the, you know, the tax incentives ending, what you need to worry about is if that company's going to be there. I've had more people write me about the Ford problems and how furious they are because, Dan, recall after recall after recall. I used to, you know, make fun of you when you'd say, hey, is Ford going to be around in the next few years? Will they be in business? And now people are saying, will they be in business? So let me know what you think, guys, because I just think we haven't seen anything yet. It's terrible. And, you know, get ready. Get ready. Please do not forget to hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. We have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. And we have an email going out imminently any second. So make sure you're on the email list, guys. use the link in the video description below to sign up for it. And it's very simple, but you don't want to miss it because we're doing something cool for the end of the month. And again, don't forget the private channel, I Allegedly Live. And I love doing that content. And I will see you soon, okay? Take good care. Stay away from the death panels. Get yourself healthy.